1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. $60 million is only the start for what it'll take to get Baltimore's port running and to replace the collapsed bridge blocking it. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on Face the Nation.
It's not just the right thing to do for the people of Baltimore, but really important for our whole supply system to make sure that that port and that bridge are operating just the way they were supposed to.
Pope Francis's traditional Easter message. He's asking for a prisoner exchange between Russia and Ukraine and a ceasefire in Gaza. As a storm moves away from California, the Midwest and parts of the Northeast are preparing for severe weather. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira.
We're looking at the potential for a widespread severe threat with the potential for a large hail, wind damage and tornadoes Monday into Monday night. And that's going to extend from portions of the southern plains northeastward into the mid-Mississippi Valley.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. March Madness is in full swing. Playing the brackets can be fun, but as Mike Moan reports, some people can get addicted to gambling.
A 2018 U.S. Supreme Court ruling paved the way for states to decide if they want to legalize sports betting. That helped fuel the presence of online platforms where people can place wagers through their smartphones. Wisconsin limits live bets to tribal casinos, but bettors can flock to some neighboring states for online access. Rose Blazinski of the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling says they're neutral on these laws, but still have concerns.
We know that more people are going to do it, and we also know that more people are going to become addicted to gambling.
To protect yourself from falling into traps, prevention experts recommend only betting what you can afford. And if troubling patterns emerge, they suggest things like deleting betting apps and switching to flip phones. Nearly 40 states allow some form of sports betting, but some do have restrictions for college games. The financial impacts of problem gambling can be obvious, but Blazinski notes that compulsive gamblers also have a higher suicide rate. And with mobile betting marketed toward young adults, she says this demographic should be considered high risk.
They're at a time in their life where they're high risk takers to start, and gambling fits right in with that, especially the sports betting. It makes them feel important. If you're winning, you can brag to all your friends.
Industry leaders note their ads come with disclosures about problem gambling and where to seek help, but prevention experts say they're not easy to understand, and they call for more broader funding to carry out assistance programs. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Mets 7-6. Milwaukee jumped out to a 3-0 lead in the first and held on for the win. Tempers flared in the first game of the season Friday when the Brewers' Rhys Hoskins had a hard slide into second. Coverage on the Mets TV network.
A tough hiccup from McNeil. They call the out. They are. And then an overslide at second base by Hoskins. And we have some hard feelings as Hoskins has words. Both benches have emptied. The bullpens are joining it as well.
No punches were thrown. Milwaukee went on to win the game 3-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
That shows what Rhys is about. He's a big league ball player. He's sending the message that even when you're not having the day you like it to play, you know, I'm going to play hard.
College basketball Marquette season came to a close after losing to NC State 67-58 in the NCAA's men's tournament. The Golden Eagles finished with a record of 27-10. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Monday on Matt Nair On Air, we talked to a Wisconsinite who says he will no longer support the former president, and we learn what we can do to help the Monarchs. Join us.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies on this Easter Sunday, upper 40s in the afternoon, and that's when a little bit of light rain should present itself to the area. Rain chances, though, more likely for Sunday night. Mostly cloudy skies, lower 30s. Rain continues for your Monday, mostly cloudy and mid-40s. Right now, it's 31.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Everyone likes a clean, comfortable seat. If you're at the movies or a concert, you wouldn't sit in a seat covered in sticky soda. No, you want the best seat. It's the same for a porta potty. You want them clean and comfortable for concerts, fairs, sporting events, or job sites. So you call Crockett Septic. They can provide porta potty rentals and reliable service to ensure a clean and comfortable experience. Crockett Septic can handle all your porta potty rentals. Call Crockett Septic now at 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The music of the stars.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip parade and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of a subway train, the rattle of a taxi, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Hazy. You rock-a-bye your baby round to Ellington or Basie. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn.
Tony Bennett, the music of the stars. Good morning. Happy Easter. The Oscar winner, 1935. Gold Diggers of 1935.
Newman. Warner Brothers, the producers of Gold Diggers of 1933, who also produced 42nd Street, and Wonder Bar, and Footlight Parade, and Dames, and Flirtation Wall, now take pleasure in presenting for your entertainment a bigger, brighter, breezier show than any of their previous musical productions, Gold Diggers of 1935.
You might as well realize this now. Anne and I are going to be married.
Married? How perfectly ridiculous. I'll have you run out of the hotel. I'll have you run out of the state. You male gold digger.
My poor old mother used to get these dizzy spells. Nothing would help her but a glass of champagne.
Can I get you a glass of water?
I don't need a chaser. I need a drink.
The Oscar winner, Lullaby of Broadway 1935 with Gloria Stewart, who played Old Rose in Titanic, the music of the stars. Welcome, everybody. Dean Martin and the Gold Diggers.
smile on my face for the whole human race.
Why, it's almost like being
sooner or later it's love.
And the music of life seems to be
like a band that is ringing for me.
Ah, from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal.
The Ding-a-Lings, part of the Gold Diggers. Say, the Gold Diggers had one of the best Christmas albums, seriously, that I ever heard. I'm going to play it. Here's Dick Hames with the number two song. The 1935 Oscar is a loser indeed. Lovely to look at.
And now here is Dick Hames to sing that Jerome Kern ballad, Lovely to Look At.
This is from the musical Roberta. Oscar loser.
Lovely to look at, delightful to know, and heaven to kiss. A combination like this is quite my most impossible scheme come true. Imagine finding a dream like you. You're lovely to look at. It's thrilling to hold you terribly tight. For we're together, the moon is new, and oh, it's lovely to look at you tonight. Impossible scheme come true. Imagine finding a dream like you. You're lovely to look at. It's thrilling to hold you terribly tight. For we're together, the moon is new, and oh, it's lovely to look at you.
Of the Stars, the number two song. And I'm sorry to tell you that it lost, but then somebody has to lose. And that year there were a couple of losers, including Cheek to Cheek with Fred Astaire. But Lovely Look At, nice tune. Some people have fun with it today, but here's Irene Dunne, Fred Astaire. 1935.
Effect you cannot miss, and night and day.
Song in the Oscars 35 with Doris Day.
I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak.
At the Oscars, 1935.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Yes, heaven. I'm in heaven. And the kids that hung around me through the week seems to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb to mountain, reach the highest peak. But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to go out fishing in a river or a creek. But I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Now, mama, dance with me. I want my arms about you, the charms about you will carry me through. Yes, heaven, I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Take it, Ella, swing it.
To go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Come on and dance with me. I want my arm about you, the charm about you. When we ride together,
that great Irving Berlin third place classic in the 1935 Academy Awards. That's from the movie Top Hat. Hey, by the way, with all the hullabaloo, we've almost forgotten we got a vote Tuesday. Eddie Fisher.
If I'm elected, if I'm elected, my policy will be to love you forever, forever and ever. So cast your vote for me. If I'm elected, if I'm selected, here's what I pledge to you. A platform of kisses as Mr. and Mrs. with happiness. Tiny tax deduction for a start. Politically speaking, the office I'm seeking is to be the chief executive of your heart. I'll keep every promise, I swear by stars above. Selected, here's what I pledge to you. A platform of kisses as Mr. and Mrs. with happiness in view. We'll live in a white house, a happy and bright house, with a tiny tax deduction for a star. Politically speaking, the office I'm seeking is to be the chief executive of your heart. Keep every promise, I swear by stars above. If I'm elected to be the one
defeat.
You're a winner, Alder, with Eddie Fisher. Perry Como next. The music of the star.
Speech.
Fellow cats, mess your gears. Won't you lend your politic ears?
Here.
I have a burning message. Listen, and I will quote.
Note.
I'll donate you a ham. A platter of fried frim-fram. And I'll give away a haircut with every vote.
And a manicure, too.
I'm a hip candidate. Square deal for every gate. No waltzes by Brother Strauss. Cement mixer in every house. Vote for me, I'm the guy who can get you some shoe fly pie. At the racetrack, I can give you the winning goat. Parlez-vous, entre nous.
That's French.
Oui.
Little boot for two.
Two boots.
You dig me and I'll dig you, so I quote one more vote. One more vote. Stuff McDuff.
One more vote.
Lay it on till we get
lay
enough.
It on, lay it on.
When we win, I'll pitch a ball at the City Hall. Vote with Z,
one more vote.
Miss McNeil.
One more vote.
We'll cook up a groovy
cook
deal.
It up, cook it
get
up.
That feeling everybody is 8 foot tall.
Man, you're tall as a wall.
Hear my jive, man alive.
Man alive.
Get buzzed around the hive.
Round the hive.
A wanna will get you five. Squares a raking to take a dive. Landslide.
On the hop,
your top.
No, your top.
Bring me home with the rebop-de-bop. Dig each hot rod, souped up hip cat that's in the know.
In the know, that is.
Make him vote, drag him in.
Drag him in.
Remember, it ain't a sin.
Ain't a sin.
Somebody has got to win, so I quote.
A zeet, a zoot, a reet, a root, a boot, a bout, a boat.
And I quote. Hear me talking, oh, won't you give me one more vote? Oh.
Pouring across the screen from the tumultuous pages of the most powerful bestseller of our time, brimming over with the juices of rough and tumble life, comes A Galaxy for Greatness. As two-time Academy Award-winning actor Spencer Tracy and four-time Academy Award-winning director John Ford create the most unforgettable character in screen history, Frank Skeffington. This is the whole rousing story of the man, his times, and his people.
Sir, you can't go up. No person who is not a member may go beyond the first floor.
And I don't want... The place is obviously a fire trap. Look at those banisters. Just a flimsy. And that door, is that a fire door?
Inspector.
Make a note of that.
I will, sir.
Look at that.
Got a pencil on you?
I was born here, Adam. See those two windows?
Uh-huh.
Martin Burke.
You mean the Cardinal?
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is it. We were all born down here together. Drifted our different ways somehow. Still there. I guess I was about 6 years old when I met your Aunt Kate. I've loved her ever since. Do you know that your mother was the prettiest girl who ever lived in Third Ward? Except one. Your grandmother. Then you look exactly like her.
Do I really?
All the fun, all the fury of the book come alive. Spencer Tracy in the greatest role of his career.
You try to pull that on me?
Look, the marching and chowder club from the Third Ward is outside ready to go. Should we start the victory parade?
Never before, a motion picture so perceptively directed, so lavishly and powerfully presented, so perfectly cast.
We're here to honor our presidential candidate, Patrick Leighton Paulson.
Thank you, Dave. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, members of the press, fellow Americans, my friends, esteemed brethren, citizens, fellow patriots, all television viewers, staff of the Smothers Brothers Show, excluding writers, the vast CBS network, President Kim LeMasters, all races and creeds, everyone on this planet within the sound of my voice, bigots, drunks, and perverts. My allotted speaking time has run out. So in conclusion, as I campaign through this wonderful land, kissing hands and shaking babies, people want to know my stance on the issues. The national deficit. Well, we'll just turn it into a government program, then we'll start cutting back, and then we'll eliminate it entirely. Social Security hasn't worked. Now, they started Social Security in the 30s to solve the old people problem, and now we got more old people we ever had before. Why do we have to help them? They don't do anything. Just sit around all day. If they were 30 years younger, they'd be called bums. Kidding, of course. Now, we take care of the old folks in our family. Grandma Paulson lives right with us, We built a little lean-to in the back, and she's good company for the dog. Unemployment. Now, I was on unemployment once. Hated going there, long lines. Always made me late for work. Crime in the streets. Nothing to worry about. My sister used to walk the streets, never got hurt. As a matter of fact, she became independently wealthy. The draft. We had to start the draft again. Draft women. It could work. They could nag the other side into surrendering. Safe sex. Now, there are many ways to have safe sex. All of them are effective, and none of them are any fun. The surest way to have safe sex is to have no sex at all. Now, married people have been practicing this for years. One way to have safe sex is to imagine you're in bed with Willard Scott and wait till the urge passes. Mandatory urine testing. I'm against it. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him pee. I say let's not diddle in other people's piddle. A burning issue, of course, is our Central American policy regarding the Sandinistas and the Contras. They should be allowed to work out their differences and get together as one to become the International Nicaragua Sandinista Contraceptive Marching Band. In closing, folks, those are the issues. And remember the Pat Paulson for President slogan, I've upped my standards, now up yours.
Gang of good fellows are we.
Are we?
Are we?
Are we?
Are we?
Are we?
With never a worry, you see.
You see.
You see.
You see.
You see.
You see.
We laugh and joke, we sing and smoke, and live life merrily. No matter the weather, when we get together, we have a jubilee. Hail, hail, the gang's all here.
What's the do to we there? What's the do to we there?
For all the big and small, it's always me for you. No matter the weather, when we get together, we drink a toast or two. Hail, hail.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our reunion show, former presidential candidate Patrick Leighton Paulson.
I'm very excited to be here. 20-year reunion show with my close personal friends, Tom and Dave Smothers. I'd like to talk about the challenges we face in this election year. As I travel this great land, I hear complaints about auto workers being laid off, cheap imports, steel mills closing, the garment industry dead, foreclosures of farms, the homeless, pollution, problems of the aged, the threat of AIDS, child abuse, Middle East, Nicaragua, etc., etc. I hear these rumblings of discontent everywhere I go, and you know what I think? I think America ought to just shut up. I'm sick of this bitching and moaning. So shut up, America. If you don't like what's going on, get off of your butts and find somebody to take care of these problems.
Thank you.
Robert Ryan.
It gets lonely in the White House when your cares begin. And the White House is a big place to be lonely in. When you're all alone there staring into space, and you wish the man you ran against could be there in your place. It gets lonely in the White House when you've been attacked by the loyal opposition getting in the act. If you make the wrong decision when the final chips are down, the White House is the loneliest place in town. It gets lonely in the White House when you're sitting there and you have to do your thinking in a rocking chair. When some exercise would keep you feeling well, but a journey to the golf course and the country's gone to hell. When a bill to lower taxes must go on the shelf, and you'd really like to sign it to pay less yourself. When your speech is optimistic, but the stocks keep tumbling down, the White House is the loneliest place in town.
Jack Gressel on guitar.
You'd be so nice to come home to.
And Jill on mic.
You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sings a lullaby. You'll be all that I could desire. You'd be paradise to come home to. place to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire while the breeze on high sings a lullaby. You'll be all that I could desire under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning up. Oh, you'd be so kiss that spot. Ooh, I'm coming home. I love you so much.
Jill Jensen. Jack Russell on guitar, local talent. None better. And Cole Porter, Rick Embach on vibes, Ernie Adams on the drums. Did I forget anybody? Oh, yeah, Marlene Rosenberg on the bass. Music of the Stars, WRJN, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Last week we made a comment that March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Now here to reply is our chief meteorologist, John Belushi, with a seasonal report.
Thank you, Chevy.
Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion, and hopefully will go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Let us compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. Unlike the Malay Peninsula, where March comes in like a worm-eating fern bird and goes out like a worm-eating fern bird. In fact, their whole year is like a worm-eating fern bird. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a frilled lizard and a common house cat. Wait. Then it changes back into a smaller kangaroo, and then it goes out like a wild dingo. Now, it's not Australia. Now, you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. Now, look, pal! I know a country where March comes in like an emu and goes out like a tapir, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now, listen, there are 9 different countries where March comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. That's not the weird part. No, the weird part is the frog. The frog part is... The weird part is...
Thank you.
That's Julie London. Stand by for CBS News. I'm Lou Regani with the music of the star. Yip Harburg wrote this. I'll be right back for two more hours on most of these civic media radio network stations. Music royalty. It's the Count. Basie, that is. Happy Easter, everybody.
Is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.